奉耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们继续真教会的意象。
We will continue talking about the vision of the true church.
在主耶稣的启示的意象中，我们看到真教会是一个怀孕的妇人。
In the vision that Lord Jesus revealed to us, we see that the true church is a woman who is pregnant.
在这个意象中，我们看到教会的几个特色。
And in this vision, we see several characteristics of the church.
我们在讲它的第六个特色。
And we will talk about the sixth characteristic.
这个妇人在生产的时候在做什么？
When this woman is giving birth, what is she doing?
这里说她在生产的时候在疼痛的呼叫。
It says here that she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth.
我们看到这位母亲啊，正在痛苦的喊叫。
We see this mother crying out in pain.
她为什么在喊叫？
Why is she crying out in pain?
她生产当中很痛苦。
Because when she is in labor, she is in pain.
那这种生产的痛苦叫做教会在牧养信徒的时候的艰难与痛苦。
And this pain is talking about the pain that the church endures when it's pastoring the believers.
我们同时也看到这是教会的爱。
And at the same time, we see this is the love of the church.
教会的爱原来就是母亲的爱。
The love of the church is the love of a mother.
她在怀孕、生产，然后在培养孩子的成长。
Because this mother is pregnant and then gives birth to the child and then raises the child.
但是孩子不明白母亲的爱。
But the child does not know the love of the mother.
甚至孩子不领情不领情妈妈对他的爱。
And sometimes the child doesn't even accept the love of the mother.
种种这种伤害母亲的这种行为都让母亲非常的痛苦。
So anything that the child does that hurts the mother makes her very sorrowful.
保罗当日在牧养教会的时候他也曾经这样说过。
When Paul was pastoring the church, he also said this.
他心里非常的悲伤。
He said he was sorrowful in heart.
我非常的痛苦。
That he was deeply in anguish.
我没有办法，我唯有再次的为你们受生产之苦。
I can only bear the pain of giving birth to you again.
我们看这个加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书四章十九节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 19.
请念。
Verse 19. My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
保罗是对加拉太的教会讲这一句话。
Paul said this to the church in Galatia.
加拉太教会已经被建立起来了的教会。
The church in Galatia is a church that is already established.
为什么保罗说我要再次的为你们再次的重新生产呢？
Why does Paul say I labor in birth again for you?
而且生产是一种很痛苦的事情呀。
To labor in birth is a very painful thing.
但是我没办法，我只好这样重新再来。
But I can do nothing else except to do this again.
一直等到主耶稣基督成型在我们的心里面。
And he does this until Christ is formed in our hearts.
你要了解保罗为什么说他痛苦。
We have to understand why Paul says he was in pain.
你就要从第一章开始看。
We have to begin from Galatians chapter 1.
第一章的第六节。
In chapter 1 verse 6.
我很奇怪，你们这么快就离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
第七节说，那个并不是福音来的呀。
In verse 7, he says, which is not another.
那个是不过是有人要搞扰你们啊，要搞乱你们啊。
But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert
the gospel. 那些是要把基督的福音更改了。
They want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
这么辛苦建立一间教会。
They spent so much effort to build up a church.
里面付出多少的眼泪，多少的受伤，多少的爱。
So much sweat and tears and so much love.
也甚至牺牲了不少的牺牲。
And they offer so much sacrifice.
好不容易神的教会建立了。
And after such a great effort, they built up the church of God.
弟兄姐妹也被，这信仰也被建立了。
The brothers and sisters have built up their faith.
但是没想到这么快就倒了。
But who would have thought that they fell so quickly?
原来有人来传一些异端的道理。
Some people came to preach heresies.
他们的心就被跟着那个异端，别的福音，被别的福音吸引去了。
And their heart was enticed by this other gospel.
保罗直接说，这些都是要搞乱我们的。
And Paul says that these are people who trouble you.
最重要的是把基督的福音更改了，改变了教会的真理了。
And he said the key is that they want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
所以我没办法重新要再的培养你们。
So he can do no other thing except to give birth again.
你知道培养要多少时间吗？
Do you know how long it takes to labor and birth?
你知道生产成长要付出多少吗？
To give birth to a child and spend so much time to raise it.
我们做母亲的，教会是个母亲，她都愿意付出。 为我们受生产之苦，这是没问题的。
The church is a mother, and the church is willing to labor and birth to give birth to us.
问题是我们传道工人可以到别的地方继续建立教会啊，还有更多的地方没有听到福音的呀。
But the preachers, the workers could go to other places who haven't heard the gospel to establish more churches.
但是因为这些教会不成长、不成熟。
But because the church does not grow up, does not mature.
这些孩子容易受骗。
These children are easily deceived.
也甚至已经被骗了。
And maybe they are already deceived.
甚至在骂自己的教会，在攻击自己的教会。
And maybe they rebuke their own church, and then they insult their own church.
彼得保罗再次的要重新的来栽培了。要花更多的时间跟心力在教会里面。
So that Paul says, once again, he has to cultivate, and spend time in the church again.
这种情形要到什么时候才结束呢？
And when will he stop?
才可以放心的离开呢？
When is he able to finally have peace and depart?
这里说，只等到基督主耶稣基督成形在我们的心里面，耶稣真正的在我们心里面，有耶稣的生命，有耶稣的真理在我们心里。
Paul says he can stop when the Christ is formed in you. So when the love and the truth of Christ is in us.
今天我看你来聚会。
Today when we come to service.
我也看你在厨房里面很热心帮忙。
And I also see that you're very zealous in the kitchen.
也去访问做圣工。
And you also go make visitations and do holy work.
这些我们都看得到的。
These are all things we can see.
你的热心，你的奉献，你的付出。
Your zeal, your sacrifice.
可是这些热心不代表耶稣基督的生命真的在你心里面。
But the zeal does not mean that the life of Christ is in us.
耶稣的生命就是耶稣的真理、耶稣的道理、耶稣的话，在我们真正在我们心里面。
The life of Christ is the truth of Christ, the words of Christ
that
are truly in us.
如果你要讲热心，外教会很多热心的呀。
If we want to talk about zeal, other denominations are very
zealous. 你讲爱主耶稣，你以为外教会的信徒不爱耶稣啊？他们爱耶稣也是很感人的呀。
If we want to talk about loving Jesus, don't think that other Christians don't love Jesus.
甚至我们也很感动的，他们去传福音，怎样牺牲，怎样甚至付出，我们都很感动的。
And even when they preach the gospel and they sacrifice, we are deeply moved by their actions.
他们是有热心、有奉献、有爱主的心是没错。
And it is true, they have zeal, they have a heart of sacrifice, a heart of love for the Lord.
但是他们心里有耶稣的生命啊，有耶稣的真理、耶稣的话在心里啊。
But does it mean that the life of Christ is in them, the truth of Christ and the words of Christ are in them?
所以重点回到来，要生产到一个孩子健康成长，就是要带到他的心里面有耶稣的生命。
So we return to the key point, which is when we labor in birth, we are raising a child until Christ is formed in them.
那就不会离开主了，因为他的心呢，他的心里面有耶稣的生命，有耶稣的样式，那活出来的、表现出来的就是真实的。
And then they will not leave the church because the truth of Christ is in them, the life of Christ and the likeness of Christ is in them.
今天教会发生这么让人家痛苦的事情。
Today, the church has such painful things happen within it.
你有看到教会正在向这个母亲、这个怀孕的妇人正在生产疼痛吗？
Do you see the church as a mother who is crying out in labor and in pain?
那些正在带领教会、牧养教会的牧者们都是心里很痛，正在疼痛的喊叫。
The shepherds who are guiding the church, they are crying out in pain.
因为不是外邦人来逼迫我们，不是外邦人来毁谤我们。
Because it is not non-believers that come and persecute us and slander us.
是自己家里的人，自己的孩子正在攻击自己的母亲，在毁谤自己的母亲。
But it is people of our own household, the children of the house that are slandering against its mother.
这是让母亲最痛苦的地方。
And this is what causes a mother to have the greatest pain.
我们大家这里都有做母亲、做父亲的。
Among us sitting here, there are many of us who are.
我们在外面被人家骂、被人家笑、被人家讲，我们是很痛苦，但是。听了就算了。
When people outside of our household make fun of us or despise us, it may hurt.
就好像我第一次到曼哈顿，他们带我去看这个最热闹、最高贵的这个纽约区啊。我刚刚站起来拍相片，有一个人在骂我呢，叭叭叭叭叭一直骂我，我吓到了。我就是在拍相片，没有做什么呀。
For example, the first time people took me to Manhattan and I saw the Statue of Liberty and different things and started taking a picture. And then someone yelled at me and said I shouldn't take a picture. And I was wondering, why should I take a picture?
他们说传道不要奇怪，这里有很多这样的人的，就是神经有问题的。
And then other brothers and sisters told me, preacher, don't be worried, don't be alarmed. There's just a lot of crazy people around New York.
我要讲的是他是外人，我跟他没关系，他这样骂我，我也不会怎样啊。我最多是看看他就走了，不会影响我们的，也不会让我痛苦的，不会的。
My point is that when the stranger yells at me and rebukes me because he's a stranger to me, it doesn't affect me. I'll just walk away and I'll forget about it.
真正让我们痛苦的是教会自己的人，自己的兄弟姐妹，哦，来责骂我们，来毁谤我们，这是我们最痛苦的，因为这个是我们的家，我们的家庭。
What causes us the most pain is when our own brothers and sisters, our own children of our own household come and yell at us and rebuke us because this is our home.
你想一想看，如果你的孩子、你的女儿、你的孩子这样来责骂你，这样毁谤你，这样的吼作假见证害你，你做妈妈的怎么样啊？你的心怎么样呀？
If we think about it, if our own children in our house rebukes us or slanders or create false testimony against us, as a mother, how would we feel?
这就是这个教会这位母亲啊，正在受孩子们的这种毁谤、这种伤害哦，她很痛，痛到她自己在喊叫。
And this is how this mother, this church, who being slandered and attacked by his own children, is crying out in labor and pain.
有时我们牧养教会，我们有一些传道人也有他的软弱，有他扛不起的一些太重的重担。
Sometimes as ministers, when we minister over a church, we also have burdens that are so heavy we cannot carry.
那么教会又不体谅他，也不替他舍身处想，不考虑他的那种情形。
But the church in turn does not really feel sorry for the minister and does not put themselves in his shoes.
他的重担已经过了他的力量了，他已经受不了了。
And his burdens are greater than what they can bear.
所以他当然会喊叫啊，痛啊，喊他说不要再来了，不要再给我压力了。
They will say no more. Please don't give me more pressure.
我们不给他喊，你不给喊，你这样喊你就没有信心，你这样喊就你就没有爱心，你这样喊是没有榜样。糟糕了，我们一直这样逼他，连喊都不可以，连讲也不可以。
But then we tell the ministers, no, you cannot cry in pain. You not cry for help. If you cry, it means you have no faith, that you are not a good example.
结果他承受不了啊，骆驼身上的最后一根稻草承受不了那个稻草啊，垮下来，整个船道垮下来，不干了，算了，我没办法了，主耶稣，你原谅我，我没办法了。
Then they can't bear it anymore. It's the last straw that breaks the camel's back, and they just quit. And they say, "Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore."
这个就是母亲的喊叫啊，在那个痛苦当中在喊叫呀。
This is the pain of the mother who cries out in labor and in pain.
如果你看到一个甚至公园这样痛苦喊叫的时候，你不要禁止他，你不要太残忍了。你不要以为你这样是对的，你是错的，你根本没有同情心。
When you see a holy worker who is crying out in pain, you shouldn't stop them from crying out. You shouldn't rebuke them. That means you have no sympathy.
因为他们是人来的，他们有血有肉有皮有骨的，都是活生生的人，肉体的人来的。
Because they are also human beings. They also have flesh and blood. They also have emotions.
他们会痛，他们会饿，他们会叫的，他们会流血的，也会流泪的。
They will be hurt, they will be hungry, they will bleed, and they will shed tears.
但是有时我们哦，太要求到好像不吃人间烟火，好像天子这样，连痛的时候都不可以喊。你要有榜样，一把刀刺下去你的身体。
But sometimes we have such unrealistic expectations of these holy workers. We expect them to be like angels, where we could pierce them with a sword and expect them not to cry.
他痛，他喊叫啊，因为血一直在流啊。
But because they are in hurt, they are bleeding, that's why they cry out in pain.
可是我们不让他喊啊。
But we don't allow them to cry out.
这也是我们很残忍的地方啊。
So sometimes we are very cruel in this way.
主耶稣启示我们，这个妇人，这个教会，这位母亲，她会痛，她在喊叫，就让她喊。
But Lord Jesus revealed to us that this church, this mother, is crying out in labor and in pain. We should let the church cry out.
这种是一种的体谅，也是一种的明白，让她喊。
It is a way to empathize with her, a way to understand her.
喊叫不是到处去喊，她在痛苦中喊叫，她向神喊叫。
She is not just crying out randomly. She is crying out in pain. She is crying out to God.
她向主耶稣喊叫。
She is crying out to Lord Jesus.
主耶稣都在听，主耶稣在看。
Lord Jesus hears and Lord Jesus sees.
好，那这就是教会就像一个母亲为孩子的不成长，为孩子的这种不孝顺，为孩子种种的无知的行为来痛苦了。
So we see that the church is like the mother who cries out in pain because of the disobedience of the child, the immaturity of the child, and the actions of the child.
好，我们做一个结论，在这个意象中做一个结论。
So let's make a conclusion here in this vision.
从这个第一个真教会的意象中，我们看到。
From this first vision of the true church, we see.
第一，教会是一间荣耀的教会。
First, the church is a church of glory.
它是身披日头，充满着主耶稣圣洁荣耀的光辉。
She is a church clothed with the sun of righteousness.
这一定是个荣耀的教会。
And this is a church that is glorious.
第二
，Second,
教会是独一的教会。
The church is the only unique church.
只有一个妇人。
There is only one woman.
真教会是唯一得救的教会。
The true church is the singular only church of salvation.
这是很清楚、很坚定的。
This is something that is very clear and very sure.
可是今天有一种让大家听了都很高兴的一种说法。
But today there's a saying that's very easily accepted and makes everyone happy.
大家都高兴哈，真教会也哈，一些人也高兴。
And even people in the true church, when they hear this, they're happy.
这句话是这样说的。
And this saying goes like this.
真教会是得救的教会。
The true church is a church of salvation.
但不是唯一得救的教会。
But it is not the only church of salvation.
那这句话多好听，大家听了都高兴。
Doesn't this phrase sound very good? Everyone who hears it likes it.
最重要，他没有否认真教会的得救啊，他承认真教会是得救的教会啊，这个是大家很高兴的。
And we see that this saying does not deny that the true church is the church of salvation. It says the true church will be saved.
但是它不是唯一得救的。
But the saying says the true church is not the only church of salvation.
那就是还有其他教会也可以得救了。
That means there might be other churches that can be saved.
那请问哪一间教会是可以得救照主耶稣的道理的，照主耶稣的守主耶稣的诫命的？
And the question is, which other church can be saved? Which other church keeps the commandments of Lord Jesus?
那如果他跟教会完真教会完全一样守主耶稣的话的道理的？那他简直就是真耶稣教会了，他简直就是真教会了。
And if another church keeps all of the Lord's commandments, then they are true Jewish church.
那当然就没有分别了，大家都归于一了。
And there is no distinction between the two churches, and they are one.
全世界的其他教会哪有一个教会像真教会这样的？
But today, in all over the world, which other church is like the true church?
所以不要被这句话骗了。
So don't be deceived by the saying.
第三
，Third，
我们看到教会的权柄。
We see the authority of the church.
教会充满着圣灵的权柄，脚踏月亮。
The church is full of the authority of the Holy Spirit, and the moon is under her feet.
第四，我们看到教会的得胜。
Fourth, we see the victory of the church.
因为这个妇人是头戴十二星的冠冕的。
Because this woman has a garland of 12 stars on her head.
这是一间得胜的教会。
This is a victorious church.
里面有很多得胜的信徒。
There are believers who are victorious.
第五
，Fifth,
教我们从这里看到教会的使命。
We see the commission of the church.
就是教会现在不停的不教会现在的工作。
And that is the work of the church.
就是为主生养众多。
And that is to be fruitful and multiply.
不断的在撒种怀孕成生长。
To continually sow seeds and bear fruit and bear children.
这是教会的工作呀。
This is the work of the church.
好，再来我们看到教会的爱。
And then we see the love of the church.
常为婴孩的信徒长不大的信徒在受苦。
Often crying out in labor and in pain for the believers who are still children who cannot grow up.
原来教会的爱就好像妈妈的爱这样。
So the love of the church is just like the love of a mother.
如果我们生下来的孩子是不美丽的。
If the child that we gave birth to is not beautiful.
或者他是有缺陷的，或者有残废的。
Or perhaps they have some defect or
they
have some disability.
当然是让妈妈很受伤的事情。
Of course, that will give the mother some sorrow.
我请问，这个做妈妈的会把这个有缺陷的孩子生下来丢掉吗？我请问。
But would this mother who gave birth to a child with a defect throw away her own child?
天下的妈妈不会把生下来不美丽的孩子丢掉的，不会的。
No mother will throw away their own child just because it's not beautiful.
那些会把孩子丢掉的、杀掉的，那不是妈妈，不是真正的妈妈来的，那个根本不是妈妈。
Those mothers who throw away their own children or kill their own children, they are not true mothers.
那个是有问题的妈妈来的，不是正常的妈妈来的。
Those are abnormal mothers, mothers with problems.
我们说正常的妈妈，天下的妈妈生下了孩子再丑、再不美、再有缺陷，都是把她当宝贝的，都是疼爱她的。
When we talk about normal mothers, mothers of the world, no matter how their child is, how ugly, what defect they have, they will love them and cherish them.
虽然这个孩子让妈妈受很多的苦、受很多的委屈、流很多的眼泪。
And even though the child may cause great pain and great embarrassment to the mother.
教会不会离开他，教会也不会 赶他出去。
The church will not cast away the child, will not kick them out.
这就是妈妈的爱。
This is the love of a mother.
教会的爱也就是妈妈的爱。
The love of a church is also the love of a mother.
所以我们只有忍耐，不断的忍耐，受苦流泪，自己独自流泪，甚至流血。
We can only endure, and cry out alone, and maybe even bleed.
希望这些不乖的孩子，这些不孝顺的孩子，这些乱讲话的孩子，能够醒悟，能够回来。
And our hope is that these disobedient children, the children that speak out of turn, the children that rebukes the parent can turn back and awaken.
这个就是妈妈的爱了。
This is the love of a mother.
哦，耶稣启示我们。
So Lord Jesus revealed this to us.
教会就是一个母亲。
The church is a mother.
一个怀孕的母亲。
A mother who is with child.
一个正在疼痛喊叫的母亲。
A mother who is crying out in labor and in pain to give birth.
借助这个意象，都在阐明真教会今天的真实情景。
And this vision talks about the actual state of the true church today.
让我们更认识我们的教会。
So that we can come to know our church even better.
让我们更爱护我们的教会。
So we can love our church even more.
让我们一同体会这个教会的忧伤，这位母亲的忧伤。
So we can come to understand the sorrow of the church, the sorrow of the mother.
让我们明白教会不断地为孩子们受生产之苦。
So that we can understand that the church continually cries out in labor and pain to give birth.
亲爱的孩子。
Dear children,
请不要再伤害这位我们的母亲。
Please do not hurt our mother anymore.
不要再让她受伤。
Do not allow her to get hurt.
魔鬼给她的伤害已经太大、太多了。
The harm that Satan causes her is already so great.
那些闲杂人、外邦人给这个教会的伤害已经够多了。
All the outsiders and the strangers already cause her so much pain.
为什么家里面的孩子、家里面的人、亲人还要伤害自己的母亲呢？
Why should the children, the family of this own household attack her as well?
这是我们应该悔改的事情。
This is something we must repent about.
也应该醒悟的事情。
This is something we should awaken from.
我错了。
That I am wrong.
主啊，我错了。
Lord, I was wrong.
好。